Bennifer 2.0 is officially back on and betrothed. That's right. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are engaged once again. Hello, my friends, and welcome back. My name is Andrea Eppolito, and we are here celebrating life, luxury, and above all else, love. Now, unless you have been working this weekend or living under a rock, you have seen that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are engaged once again. I'm not going to lie. As much as I think about Jennifer Garner and the fact that they got together so quickly after the original Bennifer relationship ended, they went on to have this 10-year marriage, these three beautiful children, but it was punctuated by a lot of drama and trauma. And I wouldn't fault her for questioning, did he jump into the relationship with her too quickly? Did he ever really love her? Was it real? And I think that that's a very normal human experience to have. But I also truly believe that she does love him, that she does respect him, and that after everything that they have been through, that she just wants to see him happy. I do believe that Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck did a fantastic job of separating. I think she wants to see him be in a good place in his life, in a good relationship, and that ultimately those things make him a better father. Now, I don't trust what we see or read in the media. It can all be incredibly orchestrated. But I do really believe that they have set a standard by which we should measure all divorced couples and relationships that are transforming and changing, especially when there are kids involved. But back to Bennifer 2.0. They are engaged once again. And I have five predictions for what we are going to see coming from them and their wedding. Prediction number one, I actually do think that they are going to make it down the aisle this time. This is such a sweeping, inspiring, hopeful love story. They found each other on the set of a movie. They fell into this incredible whirlwind relationship that really created the first celebrity name, the first couple that was really kind of followed around quite a bit. It was Jenny from the Block and art imitating life, imitating art. And ultimately, they both admitted that it was the media and the way that it was presented that put this tremendous strain on their relationship. It's 18 years later. They have lived a tremendous amount of life. They have learned a lot, and they have come back together at a time that just feels really organic and really natural and really beautiful. I think that there is this sense of they truly loved each other. And even though that love and that respect moved and morphed and changed, it was always there. There's something about it that I just find incredibly romantic. And I do think that they are older and wiser, and that this time they are going to make it down the aisle. Prediction number two, because of that, I think it's going to be an intimate family affair with their kids involved, but I do not think that there is going to be a media circus. I think that the details of the wedding are going to be kept incredibly under wraps. I think it will be small by Hollywood standards, but I definitely think that it will be a family affair, that the kids will be involved, and that we are all going to be desperate to get information on it because it's not going to be as press-driven as it was the first time. Prediction number three, I believe that the wedding is going to be domestic. Now, as much as I can see them doing something small in Italy or in the French Riviera, since that's where they took those reconciliation yacht photos during her birthday, I do think that it is going to be a domestic wedding, specifically because in the immediacy of COVID restrictions being lifted, they're not going to want to run the risk. I think that they're wanting to keep the kids home and together. And I just don't see them jaunting off and doing something crazy. I think it's really going to be a home is where the heart is, let's stay domestic, probably LA, but quite possibly Miami. I don't necessarily see them doing New York. I definitely see it being California or Florida. Prediction number four, we haven't gotten a great shot of it yet, but if you've read, he gave her a green diamond. Now, these are people who understand important pieces of jewelry. She had the iconic pink diamond that set that huge trend. There was a time when we were talking about red diamonds because they are incredibly rare, but this really kind of unique jade green color diamond is something that we have not seen in pop culture before. And because of the fact that it is so incredibly rare, because of the fact that you can't get it, even the blue diamond that she had from Marc Anthony, which was hands down my favorite colored stone of hers. I really did love the A-Rod ring. But this is a stone that normal people, even honestly, even a lot of wealthy people are not going to have access to. But I do think it's going to start a trickle-down trend where we are going to see a lot of peridot stones showing up in engagement rings, in engagement earrings, and engagement necklaces. We are going to see this kind of very soft green stone have a moment. And prediction number five, I believe she is going to go full bridal with her look. I think that she has loved this man in a very, very deep part of herself for many, many years. And I think she is going to want to celebrate that and that she is going to want to have a full bridal moment. And that is my door. Ultimately, I'm going to jump off the podcast really quick because I have a friend popping over. But the one thing I want to say, I was an encore bride. And I remember having those feelings like when Charlotte married Harry, like, is it okay to be excited? Is it okay to be over the moon when you've already walked down the aisle once? And to that, I say yes, yes, and yes. We don't all get it right the first time. And I don't care if it is your second wedding or your sixth, you plan every single wedding as if it was your last. Thanks for jumping on with me, my friends. This is Andrea Eppolito, celebrating life, luxury, and above all else, love. I will speak to you soon.